Now listen what God said specifically. The paper reads by the brooks, by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks shall wither, be driven away, and be no more. Now the paper reeds are the papyrus. Now in that day it was a great industry. In fact, Egypt became a wealthy nation because papyrus was the writing material of man. After the clay tablets, it was papyrus. And the Phoenicians had scattered this all over the world, that is, the Mediterranean world or the civilized world, and papyrus was raised along the Nile River. Well, you don't find it there today. It's disappeared. Now, if you go to the museum there, out in front in the pool they've got there, the fountain, you'll find papyrus. And then some of the wealthy homes, especially the British, quite a colony of British that live in Cairo today. And you find in many of their homes, they raise the papyrus. But today it's sort of a luxury plant and no longer the common plant that grew in that day. God said it would cease. Now, friends, you can make of that anything you want to. It ceased, though. And you can explain it your way. But God says it's going to cease. I believe that he had a little something to do with it. Verse 8, the fishers also shall mourn, and all they that cast angle into the brook shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the water shall languish. Now, another great industry in Egypt was fish. Remember the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they missed the fish when they got out on the desert. Also the leeks, onions, and garlic. They wanted the fish. And God gave them flesh to eat, you'll recall, out there. The quail. And very frankly, they didn't care too much for quail on toast. They much preferred the fish in Egypt. Well, now that's disappeared. Now I particularly watch for this. I don't think I saw over two or three people fishing on the River Nile. Oh, there's fish there, but it's no longer an industry. And fact of the matter is, if you go down to Florida, you see them by the hundreds along the canals fishing there. You don't see them in Egypt fishing like that. Now, God said it would disappear. It's disappeared. Now, moreover, they that work in fine flax and they that weave networks shall be confounded. That'll disappear. Now, Egypt raised flax, and they had the finest linen. In fact, it's not even excelled or surpassed by the linen in Ireland today. I think that to the pound, that they get about 180,000 feet of strands, but in Egypt, they got 300,000. That is almost twice the amount. It was very much like silk. And it is said that a fisherman could take a net made of that fine twine, byssus linen, and pull it through the ring that was on his hand. And it was this linen that went into the building of the tabernacle down in the wilderness by the nation of Israel. They had brought out that fine twine, byssus linen. Now, that industry has totally disappeared. Now, the entire fishing industry would disappear. God says in verse 10, they shall be broken in their purposes thereof, all that make sluices and ponds for fish. Now, Egypt's wealth, as Dr. Jennings has put it, as already said, practically consists in a river because of its volume here. It's called a sea. Now, all that's disappeared. Not only that, the princess of Zoan, and Zoan is Tunis, the council of the wise council of Pharaohs, and he says those princes are fools. Now, what has happened? The royal line of the Pharaohs, they intermarried so much. Actually, brother married sister, and it produced an offspring of morons. And that was the line that went down in Egypt. And God says the princes of Tunis are become fools. And the princess of Noph or Memphis, they're deceived. And they've also seduced Egypt. And you know the sordid story of Cleopatra, however, she was Greek and not really an Egyptian at all. But they came to power, you see, later on. Now he says, verse 15, neither shall there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail, branch or rush may do. There would be now, notice what he says, the failure of false religion, the failure of material resources, and the failure of mental and spiritual power. It'd all go. Now, that's disappeared, and we'll find in another prophecy later on that Egypt would become a base kingdom. All you have to do is to go to Cairo to have that confirmed.